This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Britney Spears has revealed in her new tell-all memoir, The Woman in Me, that she had an abortion and the baby daddy was Justin Timberlake. She wrote, "It was a surprise, but for me, it wasn't a tragedy. I loved Justin so much." She continued on that Justin, however, was not happy about it because he thought that they were too young to have a baby. Yep, more crazy Britney headlines coming. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce packed on the PDA at a party in New York. Oh yeah. The pair, who made an appearance on Saturday Night Live, were seen kissing and getting handsy at the season 49 premiere after party held at Cat Steak in Manhattan's Meatpacking District. They left together at around 4 a.m. and proceeded to pack some meat themselves. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner have agreed to settle their divorce in private. The ex-couple attended mediation for 4 days and came to a temporary agreement regarding child custody. Jonas and Turner decided to split custody of 3-year-old Willa and 1-year-old Delphine, with each parent having the children for about 2 weeks at a time. Aww, they made nice. Britney Spears' memoir, The Woman in Me, is being released on October 24th, and we've learned that the audiobook has an unexpected celebrity narrator. Actress Michelle Williams, a 5-time Oscar nominee, is set to voice the majority of Spears' life story, while Spears will provide her own introduction. In between, posting crazy videos with big knives. Chris Hemsworth's private chef, Sergio Pereira, is detailing what the star eats in preparation for his movie roles. Depending on whether he needs to bulk up or lose weight for a role, Pereira says Chris loves barbecued meats as well as a Mediterranean diet, so lots of olive oil. Gee, what's next? An analysis of his poops? Poop of the week!
Dead or alive?
Mary Lou Retton, 1984 Olympics gold medalist, became the first female athlete to grace a Wheaties cereal box, and she spearheaded a huge interest in gymnastics in the U.S. Dead or alive? Alive. Retton has recently been suffering from a rare form of pneumonia, and her family has set up a GoFundMe page to help pay for her medical expenses. Taylor Swift crashed at Travis Kelce's home in Kansas City after cheering on the NFL star in his game against the Denver Broncos earlier that night. The pop superstar's security vehicle was seen parked outside of Kelce's house. Taylor flew in from LA, where she attended the star-studded premiere for her Eras Tour concert film, then got studded that night. Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith, Hollywood royalty since 1997, have been living separately for 7 years and are essentially divorced. Pinkett Smith has been revealing a bunch of stuff as she promotes her forthcoming memoir, Worthy. Hey Jada, exactly how much do you have to publicly humiliate Will? His career is over anyway. Julia Louis-Dreyfus put a damper on rumors sparked by Jerry Seinfeld's recent comments about a Seinfeld show reunion. A fan asked Jerry last week about his feelings on the iconic show's controversial finale, and he responded that there is something coming. Julia responded, quote, "I don't know what the hell he's talking about," unquote. Yeah, for now.
Idiot of the Week!
The $15 million property lawsuit between Katy Perry and 84-year-old veteran Carl Westcott continues. Westcott's family says he agreed to sell his property to Perry while on heavy meds for Huntington's disease and has since changed his mind. But Perry won't back down and has a team of lawyers going after him. You know what's coming. Idiot! Wolfgang Van Halen married Andrea Alsop at their L.A. home. Yep, the son of Eddie Van Halen and Valerie Bertinelli tied the knot with his longtime love in the couple's living room in front of 90 close friends and family. The reception followed outside in the backyard, and thankfully, Van Halen singer David Lee Roth was not in attendance. The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City Season 4 is on track to hit a series ratings high. The Bravo reality show, which returned on September 5th, is currently averaging around 2 million total viewers. The season so far, including episodes streaming the next day on Peacock, is up 134% from last season. Yep, Mormon love. Britney Spears is in New York and enjoyed a late-night sushi dinner with Maluma and J Balvin at Zero Bond. Britney was all smiles and so happy to be back in New York for the first time in a while. Although her tell-all book, The Woman in Me, will be released this week, she will not be doing any interviews for it, mainly because she's out of her mind. Apple TV Plus has canceled The After Party after just two seasons. Yep. Sony Pictures Television, which produces the series, will look to find another home for the show. Season 2 was set at a wedding that's ruined when the groom turned up dead. Stars Zoe Chow, Jack Whitehall, and Tiffany Haddish are now free to begin day drinking.
The Trash Bin.
Former NFL star Antonio Brown was arrested outside of his home in Dania Beach, Florida. This was his second arrest for unpaid child support payments, with his ex claiming that he owes $31,000. Brown has not played in the NFL since the 2021 season, though he's found success away from the field making rap music. Not really.
The news wrap-up.
LinkedIn is cutting almost 700 employees as revenue growth has slowed. Netflix will let some users stream games to take on PlayStation and Xbox. The global smartphone market has slumped to the lowest Q3 level in a decade. Australia fined X, formerly Twitter, $380,000 for not answering questions on child abuse content. Oh, Elon, what are you doing?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
It's Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, and Killers of the Flower Moon.
The number one album.
Bad Bunny's new album debuts at number one.
The number one app.
Once again, it's Player Unknown's Battlegrounds.
The number one book.
Killers of the Flower Moon by David Grann is the best-selling nonfiction book.
Swedish pop star Zara Larsson, 25, has been pretty much working nonstop since the age of 10 when she became a smash success in Sweden after winning the second season of the television talent show Talang, which is the Swedish version of the Got Talent format. Fast forward to 2021, when Zara performed a live concert on Roblox during the pandemic to over 1.6 million viewers and reportedly sold over $1 million of virtual merchandise. And now she's paired up with superstar DJ David Guetta with a brand new song, which we love. Here's Zara Larsson featuring David Guetta with the song of the week, On My Love.
Into the dark, into the light, baby, I go. Weather is wrong, weather is right. I will follow. I'll pay the price. I'll sacrifice. That's all my love. Yeah. All my love, all my love. I put that on my. All my love, all my love. I put that on my love. I put that on my love. All my love, all my love.
Zara Larsson featuring David Guetta with the song of the week, On My Love. Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.